This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Saudi Arabia says preliminary results from its investigation into the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi shows he died in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Here's AP's John Gambrell.
In Turkey, they say that a quote-unquote assassination squad, including a member of Prince Mohammed's entourage on foreign trips, as well as an autopsy expert, flew to Istanbul and laid in wait at the Saudi consulate for the Washington Post contributor to show up. Now, the way that Saudi Arabia now describes it is that somehow Khashoggi came to the consulate and was confronted by people, and what the Saudis say happened is a quote-unquote fist fight.
President Trump reacted to the news from the Saudi regime, saying it's a big first step, but the United States has many more questions, he says, about the Khashoggi death. United States and South Korea have suspended upcoming joint air defense drills to give diplomatic efforts with North Korea every opportunity to continue. More now from VOA's Steve Miller in Seoul.
The Pentagon said the decision to suspend Exercise Vigilant Ace was made by U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and South Korean Defense Minister Jong Kyung-do when they met in Singapore Friday. Vigilant Ace was last carried out in December 2017 and had been scheduled for December again this year. Pentagon spokeswoman Dana White said in a statement both ministers pledged to maintain close coordination and evaluate future exercises. In addition, a senior White House official said the next summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is likely to happen early next year. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
This is VOA News. U.S. intelligence, law enforcement, and security agencies warning Russia is persistently targeting the country's upcoming midterm elections, laying out the latest evidence and new charges against a Russian national connected to the oligarch known as Putin's cook. U.S. Homeland Security Undersecretary Chris Krebs says, in addition to Russia, there are indications of Chinese and Iranian efforts to undermine the U.S. election. Central American migrants traveling in a mass caravan broke through a Guatemalan border fence on Friday, running into a wall of police in Mexico, whose government has promised the United States it would confront that caravan. AP's Mark Stevenson was there when all of this happened.
About 2,000 Honduran migrants literally shoved their way past a line of Guatemalan police and soldiers, ran over the bridge linking the two countries, and Mexico had actually closed these big steel gates to block their passage. The immigrants began shaking and rattling those gates until they broke the chains. About 50 of them were able to push through until the Mexican federal police here launched a few canisters of pepper gas that drove the rest of them back.
Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been in Mexico City ahead of the new government being installed there in December to meet with the outgoing president and to meet with members of the new cabinet. Migration was high on their agenda. UN Senior Advisor for Syria, Jan Egelin, is calling for more time to give diplomacy, that is, a chance to divert a government military offensive and retake Idlib, the last rebel-held area in northeastern Syria. He warns that war in Idlib could risk the lives of 3 million civilians who've actually nowhere to go. Egelin says he is relieved there is more time for diplomacy thanks to a Russian-Turkish agreement.
That is a great relief to us, because if one is to follow a military logic that has too often been followed in this war alone, it would be horrific news, not only for civilians, but also for humanitarians, of whom there are 12,000 colleagues in Idlib.
Egelin also says there is a likelihood that fighters might be going back to Idlib, a situation, he says, that could trigger war. Tens of thousands of Afghan forces fanned out across the country today as voting began in parliamentary elections, followed by a campaign marred by relentless violence. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani marked his ballot at the start of the voting, and then in a televised speech, he congratulated Afghans on another election and praised the security forces, particularly the Air Force, for getting ballots to the country's most remote regions. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.